KSST's Enola Gay has loyal listeners far and wide, so it was quite a treat for her as a couple of Titus County listeners visited the Good Morning Show Tuesday morning. Enola talked with Ed Hammond and Harry King, a musician.
Oh, yeah, I've been listening to you for a long time. And I must say, you're just as pretty today as, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Oh, it was further back than that when we first crossed paths due to music. Thank you, Ed.
I remember the first time I met you.
Do you?
Yeah, I was driving down the highway and I hear this beautiful, unusual music. And I stopped in to visit and I met Brad. Then he introduced me to you. How many years ago was that? You don't know?
No, I have no recollection of that particular
day. We don't want to
day.
Recall it anyway, do we?
But we've remained friends all this time, and now you bring someone else into our circle. Who is this?
Oh, this is Harry King. He's a neighbor of mine. He's a high IQ fellow in the music field. And he's been successful at it.
We've been chatting just a little bit with Harry King. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for coming over here. Are you his chauffeur today?
I'm his chauffeur.
Okay. Yes.
I also wanted to tell you that Ed gave me a radio tuned to KSST.
Pre-tuned.
And said, you got to listen to this. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
Radio, good old-fashioned radio listening is good.
I love it. I was telling him this morning I used to hang around at WGUI in Bangor, Maine, for years when I was in high school. And our bands backed up a lot of the big stars back then because the big stars didn't have bands. Chubby Checker, Del Shannon, Marcy Joe, Bobby Lewis, Johnny Tillotson. So I worked with all those people through the radio station.
Okay. Yeah. So they used orchestras or bands already formed?
Well, we had a six-piece band that we played at what we call record hops. And when they came to town, we rehearsed with them one afternoon, rehearsed the whole show. I could read charts. I used to put these big fold-out charts, and I would direct the band, and that's why our band always got hired. So it was called the Triumphs.
Okay, very interesting, yeah. Very interesting. There's so many things about your life in music that I want to find out.
Okay.
And you didn't even know you were moving onto the same road as this musician.
I didn't know. I met Ed at his birthday party. I was invited by a bass player, a friend of mine, Hal Roper.
Yeah.
And got to meet Ed, and then he got up on stage and started playing the guitar and singing, and was showing films of him singing and playing the guitar. So now we get together just about every Sunday, and I play the piano and he plays the guitar, and we sing the oldies. I mean the real oldies.
You, it was your 90th birthday party, right, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, he met me. I met him there. And this guy here, he's high IQ.
Okay.
In the music field,
yes.
Especially.
I believe you.
Yeah, and I met him there at the party.
I missed the party. I was invited and could not go. I will regret it forever, I think.
Yeah, well.
It was a good one.
And Ed came to my birthday party just months before that.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy right here, I can strike a diminished chord, an augmented chord, the tonic chord, and all he do, I can even strike an F minor sixth on my guitar. You know what he does? He just reaches up there and strikes it on the piano. And you talk about talent, this guy's got it.
KSST News.